Okay, we're on Yud Aleph and Aleph at the bottom.
Is it a real or important joke?
Moshe Ravashi. Nichnas, so the Gemara said that Tzoras Sota is, since it says Tuma, a woman was Mizana, and she's also to her husband. And there's Eidim that she was Mizana, so for sure thing. So she's also to her husband, and then if he dies without children, and she falls to the brother, so she's Pater from Yibum and Chalitza, and so is her Tzara. Because it says Tumal, just like Arayas by her. Most of Ravashi, Nichnasa Imo L'Seser, the Shoasa Imo Kedei Tuma, right? A woman, her husband was Mekana, he warned her not to be alone with somebody. And she was alone with him. And they stayed there enough time to do the Avera, but we don't know what happened. There are Edim that she was B'Yichud with this person, but we don't know what happened behind the closed doors. So the Halacha is, that's a regular Sota. Yeah, since Raglayim Ladover, since he warned her, and she was alone with the guy, that we assume that she committed the Avera. The only way that she can prove to us that she didn't is to go through the whole process of Sota, drinking the Mayim Hamorim and taking the Shvua, whatever. So Asur Lebeisav, Asur Lecho Betruma. She's not allowed to live with her husband, and she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. Right? She's Nischalol from Truma. The imeis choletzes velomis yabemis, and if he died, she has chalitza but no yibum. So you see the Beferish over here that there is a din of chalitza. She's not potter from chalitza and yibum completely because it says tuma. She has a din that she's chayiv and chalitza but not yibum. Rashi. Nichnasa imom hamekana leishto v'omer lo al tistriim ishploni. Talking where a man warned his wife in front of Aden not to be alone with somebody, and she was alone with him. Even if he didn't say anything, she wouldn't be allowed to be alone with him. But because he said, now her being alone with him ostracizes to him. Lebeisa lebala shemazinsa. She's also to her husband because maybe she was mezana. And until she'll go through the process of mayim hamorim, we have to assume that she was mezana. Shraglaim ledover. Sharikina lovenistera. Right, because it seems to have raglaim ledover means that it seems to have grounds for that. The im kohenes he has to rub it true. If she's a kohenes, she's not allowed to eat trum anymore. Kidiyolat meseches sota nitma nitma the nitma gimel pam. It says three times the nitma. Echad lebal, one that she's also to her husband. Echad leboil, she's also ushered to the man that she was alone with. The echad betruma, and one that she becomes ushered to eat truma. Okay. The lomish yabemis, time and forest perakam, the salt, the Gemara explains why she doesn't have yibum. Ketoni miyas choletzes, kashi l'rav. So Rav who said that a sota, tuma was said by, just like the arayas, that there's no yibum or chalitza, here it says, b'feirish, there's chalitza. Omer lecho Rav, amin aloch anos sota vaday, v'amres li at sota sofik. I am only talking about a woman who was mezana in front of Eden. Well, she's vaday a sota. No, it's not a regular sota who has to drink the mayim amorim, a woman who was mezana tachas baila, for sure. There it says, tuma like arayas, and she's potter from yibum and chalitza, and same thing with her tzara. But you're talking about a sota sofik. We don't know for sure she was mezana. It's just raglaim ledover. So until she'll go through the process of mayim hamorim, we assume that she was mezana, right? But over there, I agree. She's chayiv in chalitza, even though there's no yibum. Mar says umayshno sota vaday mishum dechsiba tuma. But why is a sota vaday potter from yibum and chalitza? Because it says tuma by her. Sota sofik nami tuma ksiva ba. But Sofis Sofik also says Tuma by her too. So the same reason that applies to a Sota Vadai should apply to a Sota Sofik. The Tanya, where do we see that a Sota Sofik also, what's it called, has the Tuma applies to her? The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur Omer, Mishum Rebbe Lazar, Amazu Grushosu min Hanesuim Asura min Aresu Muteris. Okay, person divorced his wife, and she got married to somebody else. The halacha is that if she's mezana after the gerushin, then she can return to the original husband if he wants to marry her back. And surely, if she didn't marry anybody else and wasn't mezana, he can marry her back. But if she married somebody else, then it depends. If they only had erusin, so he never lived with her, she never lived with the second husband, then he can remarry her. If they actually had nesuin, meaning he lived with her, then once another man lived with her after the get, the original husband can't marry her back. Mishum shenemar, acharei asher hu tamor. It says the first husband can't take her back after she was hu tamor. So hutama means only she had bia with somebody else, and we'll see in one second. And also she got married, because it says the holcha v'hois ol ishacher. That's lashon nesuin. So it has to be derech nesuin, and she has had to consummate the marriage. V'chachomim omrim achazu v'achazu asura. Right, both are asur. Erusin and nesuin doesn't have to be that she has bia. She just has to be married. But if she didn't get married to the other person, even if she had bia, that's somebody was mezana with her, she's still allowed to remarry the first husband, since it happened when she was divorced. Elamani makai acharei hutamah. So why? What do I do using that pasuk acharei hutamah? Right. According to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, it says after she was defiled, meaning so she had relations with that second husband. The rabbi sota shenistera. Right. So it comes to include, it refers to a sota who was nistera. Now the Gemara thinks nistera means that she just had the suffix, whether she's a sota or not. She was alone with this guy. That's tutama. And Tosa explains that the Rabbanan say that the pashut, shot in the pasuk, is no longer talking about a grusha. It's talking about a woman who's mezana tachas baila. And we're not sure. She was alone with somebody, and that's where the hutma'ah goes on. Tosa explains why can't it be talking about the regular case, the case it's talking about. A woman got divorced, and she lived with another man after they were married, right? And to tell me that she has to have relations with that man in order to ask her for the original husband, or to take her back, because it wouldn't be called hutma'ah. The relations we're talking about is she married another man and had 100% permitted relations. Why is that called hutma? Why is she defiled? Rabbi Yosef and Kippur would hold klape, the first husband, that's defiling. But the mice, it's not a defiling bia. It's a bia of a regular marriage. So the Torah wouldn't call it hutma. Therefore, you can't say it's talking about this case. It's talking about a different case. It's talking about a case where she was mezana while she still was married to the first man, but what's it called? Nistra mashma, that she didn't actually, we don't have Adam that she actually had relations. We only have Adam that she was alone with him. So Mara says, no, my Nistra nivala. Nistra over here means nivala. She actually had relations. She's a vadai sota. It's not talking about a suffix sota. Somewhat a vadai sota. But I'm a korea. So why does it say Nistra? Nistra's mashma that she just had yichud. Lishna ma'alya nokat. Right, so what's it called? It's just a nice way of saying that she had relations. Rashi, min ha'nesuin, mishen nisseis la'acher umeis ogirsha. Once she consummated a marriage with another person, the original husband can never marry her back. Asura la'achzor l'risha, min ha'erison shenis arso la'acher. But if she had a marriage but didn't consummate it, then she can still get married back to the first one. That's what Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says. Hutma'a nivala. Hutma means that she had relations. Achazu v'achazu asura, and the Rabbanan hold both are asur. Even if she never had relations but she was married to another person, she can't return to the first person. D'chsi v'hoysa l'ishachir v'havoy yohanu kedushin. Says the holcha v'hoisa l'ishacher. Hoisa means even kedushin, even without consummating the marriage, just kedushin. Uksiv lo yuchal baila rishon asher shocha, and it says he can't take her back. Rabbi Yossi demoke kula krova mazik rushoso. Rabbi Yossi says the whole pasuk is talking about Mazel Kamishka. So Mara says Tuma Nivala Tuma Behed Yiksiba. Lachora Nivala, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that what's it called? That that she's usher, that she's what's it called? She has a din of Tuma, of Arayas, right? If she what's it called was Vade Nivo, it says Beferish Tuma by her, right? It says that if she had relations, right, she's Vade Sota, then Vinitma. So why do I need from to say that the pasuk by Mazeh Grushaso that says Hutma'a refers to a Sota Vadai? A Sota Vadai, I have the parsha of Sota that she's Vinitma. Right? Vinistero Vihinitma. It says by Sota itself, Vinistero Vihinitma. Mara says, L'meikam Olav Olav. Because if I would only have the case, Vinitma'a, it's not a lav. It's just telling me a Metzias that she has a din of Tumah. Here it says lo yachzir, he can't marry her acharei shehutma. So here we're learning from Zalaf, over Alaf, if he lives with his wife who had relations for sure with somebody else. Okay, not just it's asher to him, it's asher b'lav. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur la besota lesle, rafilu zanoi nomi, right? And Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur does not have a lav by a sota if a husband lives with his wife, who eat with Vade was Mizana. This is the way Rashi learns. Vade was Mizana. He's not over a lav. It's just Osir for him. She's Osir to him, but not with a lav. There's no specific lav. It's an Isser, but it's not a lav. My timer, Havoya the Ishus Ksiba. Why doesn't Rabbi Yosef and Kippur learn that this is talking by a Sota, like the Rabbanan do? Right? Why does he learn it's talking by what's it called? By Mazeh Grushaso, because since it says V'haisa, right, Le'ish Acher, it can't be talking, and it's talking about where there's a Kedushin or a Nisuin, it can't be talking about a woman who's Mazana, Tachas Baila, because it's impossible to marry a woman who's married. So it's obvious that the Pasuk has to be talking about Mazeh Grushaso and not about a woman who's Mizana while she's still married. And the Rabbanan holds, since the word Vehutma'a is hard to say, it's talking about a woman who's having regular relations with a second husband, that's Muchach, that it's not talking, that's talking about a different case. Rashi. Rabbi Yossi, Demoki Kula Krova Mazeh Grushaso, and he doesn't learn this Hutma'a to go on a woman who's mezana and to give it a lav besota hamezana tachas baila lesla. He doesn't hold that a woman who's mezana tachas baila is usher to her husband v'lav. She's usher to her husband because it says v'nitma. She's like an erva, but it's no lav. V'afilu pshita l'mezanoi, even if we're sure that she was mezana. My time, havoya v'ishus k'siv ba ba'osa haneser l'baila yesh ba havoya d'ch'siv ha'hoysa l'ishachir. Ishus tchsiv, o ki yomus ha isho achron, lo yucha bailo harishon, mishenises la achra al yedei kedushin vi ishus, o ki gon de girsho harishon hu de koi kamob lo yuchal, avo mezana tachtav lo. The whole parsha is talking about where she married somebody after she was divorced. Because if it's talking before she was divorced, there's no marriage. She can't marry somebody else, there's no kedushin, there's no nisuin, there's no nothing, stam znus. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says the pasuk is muchach, that it's all talking about what's it called, Mazeh Grushaso, and the Rabbanan say no, since it says hutma'a, it can't be talking that she's living with another man beheter. So that part must be talking about a sota. We already know a sota is tame if she's mezana for sure. Right, but we don't know. There's a lav. That's the rabbanan. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this: Bo minei Rav Yehuda mi Rav Sheshes. Now let's go to the case of Mazeh Grushaso. So the case of a sota, vadai, what's it called? It says tuma by her. That's what's it called. She has a din of an erva. Okay. Sota Sofek, the Gemara wanted to say, also has that din. And the Gemara says, no, that din doesn't apply to a Sota Sofek, only to a Sota Vadai. And even though this Brisa says Nistara, Nistra over here means for sure she had bia, not that she's a sota sofik. Okay, now the shaila is like this. How about Mausa Grushasa, Mishanises? A woman married, got divorced, married another man, consummated the marriage. According to everybody now, she's also. Okay? She's also to go back to her husband. Okay? But it's only also but a love. So really should be, and then, what's it called? He remarried her, and he died without children. So now, is she have yibum and have chalitza from the brother? Because like every chayve lavin. Or no, there's no yibum either. There's no chalitza either. Okay? So now the Gemara says like this. Hamarza grushasa mishinise sumes. Tzorasa mahu. What's the halacha of the tzara? It's really the same thing, halacha is what with halacha with her. Okay? But shalas the tzara also. Aliva de Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur lo tivoyalach. Kivan dom Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur tumba b'marza grushasa hu dichsiva tzorasa kamosa. Since Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur said that the Tuma, Acharei Asher Hu Tama, is going on Marza Grushaso, so it says Tuma by her, just like by Yisota, it says Tuma, like by Arayas, it says Tuma by her also. Memela, she's Potter from Yibum and from Chalitza. And the Tzor is also Potter. The Imishum Dechsi Ba To'eva He, and don't make the mistake to think that it says by what's it called, by Marza Grushaso, To'eva He. He toeva, the ain boneha tovi. Don't learn for Hatzarasa toeva, right? And don't learn that, no, the tzara is excluded, because it says he toeva. She has a din of tuma, but not her tzara. No. He toeva, but boneha, but it's no mamzeris. She's not, the children aren't considered mamzeris. That's what the he comes to tell me. Not to exclude her tzara. So according to Yosef and Kippur, that the whole pasuk is talking about Marza Grushaso, and it says Acharei Asher Hu Tamar that she's Oser to Yibum in Chalitza, and so is her tzara. Ki Tiboya Lo Chaliva, that the question is only according to the Rabbanan. Afal Gav the Omer Rabbanan Tuma Besota Hu Dechsiv, even though the Rabbanan say that the Tuma by Marza Grushaso does not refer to Marza Grushaso. It's talking about the case of a Sota where she's Mizana while she's still married. It's not the Pashup shot in the Pasuk. The Pashup shot in the Pasuk is not that for sure. The Rabbanan say, since the Hutma can't possibly mean the Bia she has with the second husband, it's referring to a different case, Mukhrach, that it's talking about the case of Sota. Right? Right? Tichsiv, Ein Mikri Yosin Yeshuto. Even the Rabbanan hold that even though we're Mukhrach to learn this going on a Sota, the Pashup shot in the Pasuk also is to be understood. Right, since it said hutma, it can't only be talking about the pashup shot. It has to be talking about something else. But it's also talking in mikriyot and ipshuto. It's talking about the pashup shot. Oh, dilma, kivin diakirak, or maybe not. Since it can't be talking only about that, it's not talking about that at all. And it's totally talking only about a sota. And by mazeg grushaso, the word tuma doesn't apply. That pasuk is there, just fell in from a different parasha. But it's not to be understood like that. This shaila of kivin diakir akir, the Minchas Chinuch says, applies to another place. Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. So the Gemara says, it's not talking about somebody put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. It's talking about helping a person do an isser that he's blind, he wants to do, and you're going to help him do the isser. So you're putting a stumbling block in front of a person who's blind because of his yetzer hara. So shaila is, okay, that's what it means also. But if you put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, you over this is or not? Is it totally go out of the pashup shot and it means something else completely, lifnei iver, right? Or no, it means this pashup shot, but it can't only mean that, right? Because why would the Torah just say a specific case? I mean, anything you do to a blind person or anybody and harm them, right? Stumbling block in front of a blind person, right, is a very narrow case. So it must mean something much broader. But it also means a narrow case. And if you put a stumbling block in front of a blind, you get Malkus for Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. What?
Ayin Tachazayin is rak something else. It's something else. It's never a
Poshup shot. Is there a Poshup shot there also? Or what's it called? It could be that the Shai is over there also. Could be.
Okay.
once the Torah is ma'akarit, does it still have a pasha pshat or not? Is there a pshat pasha pshat? Here. So Mara says, Ika di Amri, some learn just the opposite. Aliba de Rabbanan lo si boyaloch, kivin disaki rakir. There's no shail according to the Rabbanan, since the pasuk is not talking about machzik grushoso. It's talking about a sota that's not talking about machzik grushoso at all. So there's no tuma by machzik grushoso, and she's chayiv in chalitza, even though there's no yibul. Ki ti boyaloch aliba de Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. The shail is only according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. My afagav dom Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur tumba b'masa grusha so hu dechsiva, right? Even though Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur said that this tumah is referring to masa grusha so, and therefore it should be that she and her tzara are like an erva, and there's no yibum or chalitza. No, miet rachmona he toeva vein sarasa toeva. Maybe the miut he toeva he goes on her, but the tzara is not a toeva, and the tzara therefore gets chalitza at least. Right, or Dilma he toeva vein boneatovin, or may, like we said before, that the he doesn't come to exclude the tzara; it comes to exclude that the children are not considered mamzerim. Right, hatzarasa toeva, but the tzara yes is included in the tuma, and therefore there's no yibum or chalitza not by her and not by the tzara either. That's the shaila. So there's two ways of learning the shaila. The shaila is only in the rabbanan, but Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur for sure. What's it called? There's no yibum mechalitza, or the shaila is only Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, and according to the Rabbanan, for sure that what's it called? There is chalitza. There is chalitza because the pasuk's not talking about it at machzik grushos at all. Rashi. Tzarasa mahuli yisyabim. Tzarasa kamosa the gomer tuma me'arayus or no? The imishum dechsiba toeva he the mashma miyuta he velo tzarasa. Only she's a toeva, but not the tzara. Ikele midrash miyuta aboneha de ein bita heimena psula lakuna. Right, her children don't become a toeva, meaning the daughter doesn't become usher to a kohen. Right, if she has a daughter from this mazik grushoso, she's not from the original husband. She's not usher to the kohuna, or that the children are not mamzerim, even though maybe you don't need a pasuk for that.
What's that mean?
Does
it mean mamzerim?
No, because mamzerim. No, because it says tumah like larayis.
So she's chayv karis.
No, it's not chayv karis. No, the gabi the is or not? Just the tumah is like arayis. So maybe from that tumah comes. So your pasuk tell me. She's a toeva tuma, but there's no mamzerim from that, and there's no iser to kahuna from that. It's not called nivala l'posula.